Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. I was ready to be sought out by those who did not ask, to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, to a nation that did not call on my name. I held out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good, following their own devices, a people who provoke me to my face continually, sacrificing in gardens and offering incense on bricks, who sit inside tombs and spend the night in secret places, who eat swine's flesh with broth and of abominable things in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am too holy for you. These are a smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all day long. See, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but I will repay. I will indeed repay into their laps, their iniquities and their ancestors' iniquities together, says the Lord. Because they offered incense on the mountains and reviled me on the hills, I will measure into their laps full payment for their actions. Thus says the Lord, as the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servants' sake, and not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, inheritors of my mountains. My chosen shall inherit it, and my servants shall settle there. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. But you, O Lord, be not far away. O my help, hasten to my aid.
Deliver me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog.
Save me from the lion's mouth. From the horns of wild bulls you have rescued me.
I will declare your name to my people. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.
You who fear the Lord, give praise. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. Stand in awe of the Lord, all you of offspring of Israel.
The Lord does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither is the Lord's face hidden from them. But when they cry out, the Lord hears them. From you comes my praise in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in sight of those who fear the Lord. The poor shall eat.
Let those who seek the Lord give praise. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of nations shall bow before the Lord.
For the dominion belongs to the Lord, who rules over the nations.
A reading from Galatians. Now before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. But now the faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself in Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Then Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." for Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now, there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these, so he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by the demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with Jesus, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This week I have been watching the hearings of the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. Now, though I have not had time to watch or listen to all of the hearings, I have seen signs of the ways this nation is divided so deeply. On one side, people post, memes marking themselves safe from believing there was an insurrection on January 6, 2021. On another side are those who cannot see anything except signs that this country's democracy nearly fell on that date. Also this week, I received confirmation that former members of this congregation were directly affected by the mass shooting event in Uvalde, Texas. A 10-year-old cousin was among those murdered that day. Her mother has been outspoken in calling for gun control. I have watched as a framework of ways to address narrowly has been defined, those defined circumstances, such as that has been developed in Congress. Some believe even these narrow measures are too much, while others believe that they are not nearly enough. I have watched as this nation confronts mental health crisis among our young people. Far too often, there is this cocktail of lethal weapons being available and trauma or crisis that come to ugly ends. At the same time, I read a guest opinion piece like that of Beth Markley of the Idaho chapter of the National Alliance for Mental Health. She writes, When it comes to acts of violence, mental illness is a convenient scapegoat. Such claims feed stereotypes that malign an already vulnerable population and regularly fail to spur any meaningful efforts at changing the status quo about how we approach mental health care. I find myself concerned about the myriad ways that individuals and groups in this time move toward alienation, towards greater polarization, in a culture where each one can find and identify communities of like-minded people, it becomes more and more difficult to engage conversation across the boundaries. To be sure, not everyone is prepared to have the conversations. Not everyone will show respect or concern. Such efforts to hold conversation with people who experience, who see the world differently, are fraught with risk. And yet, today, Jesus crosses a sea, a literal geographic boundary, a literal political boundary. While on that journey, he and his disciples encounter a storm. His disciples become fearful. They call out in despair. And ultimately, they marvel that Jesus calms that storm. Even today, disciples can often find themselves in that pattern of fearful despair, left to marvel at the activity of Jesus. So when Jesus arrives in that foreign land, that land opposite Galilee, where nobody expects him but the demons, Jesus encounters this man. This man has been thrown out of his community. This man was naked. This man was houseless. Instead, the man had lived among the tombs, in the cemetery. From a social and cultural perspective, he was as good as dead. The spirits had tormented him for so long, and instead of relief and support from that community, he had been cast out, more than cast out. The community had sought to bind him with shackles. Jesus does not address the man. Rather, Jesus addresses the spirit that afflicts the man. This spirit that has tormented this man for so long begs not to be tormented. In the end, Jesus allows that spirit, indeed a spirit named Legion, could come out into a herd of swine. Now that name, Legion, the author of Luke tells us it means that many demons had entered this man. In that context, it would certainly have been spoken to the sheer scale of the possession, the magnitude of the torment over the years. And it also speaks of a cohort of Roman military, typically numbering 1,000 soldiers. This image, this name evokes clear connections with the crushing reality of Roman occupation. Those who first heard these stories would have immediately recognized the implications. That not only does Jesus have the authority to calm weather events, an act of God, Jesus has the authority to cast out the tyranny of the occupying oppressor. And yet, the swineherds, indeed, the community, were not prepared to receive Jesus' activity as good news. Instead, They begged Jesus to leave. They were afraid. But the man who had been relieved of that which tormented him for so long, he was clear about what had happened. Though this man wanted to go with Jesus, he received a commission. Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. This man had suffered greatly, has found relief through Jesus. Some recognize this authority to be the authority that comes only in the presence of God. Interestingly, Jesus does not force what he offers onto that community. Instead, he moves on. The man had, in his own way, been scapegoated by the community for what many recognize today to be serious mental health issues. The sin revealed in this encounter is not the man's, but rather the sin of a community that does not risk changing their approach to his torment. On Friday, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America commemorated the Charleston Nine who were murdered in their church following Bible study, murdered by a white supremacist who wanted to foment a race war. In the first 5 months of 2022, gun violence throughout the United States has recorded in the range of 269 mass shooting events. This church, the faithful people of God of all traditions, are called to be the presence of God who confronts the storms, who addresses the demons, who sets people free. Paul, in our second reading today, has reminded us that having put on Christ, we are free from all the boundaries humanity uses to separate one from another. No longer bounded by ethnicity, no longer bounded by social or economic status, no longer bounded by sex or gender. We are all heirs of God's supreme love. Martin Luther would have us remember that we are the presence of Christ in the world today. May we love God and serve our neighbor in ways that cause people to marvel at all that God has done through Jesus Christ. New life indeed.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.